Hello, sneakerheads. Welcome to Talk Kicks. This is our fourth episode. We'll be bringing you through your day with all the news that matters to you and a little bit that doesn't. I'm your host, Cop These, and with me is the co-host, Mike Nice.
What up?
How you doing today, Mike?
I'm good, man. I'm definitely enjoying the day. And yourself? You good?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day today. It was like a 92% humidity, just how I like it.
Perfect.
So we're going to get you through this week, like we do every week, and we're going to get you caught up on the world. In case you didn't know, we have floods in Texas and Oklahoma, and floods are bad. What do you think about the floods, good or bad?
I think the floods are horrible, man, especially being in Florida. I hope none come this way, and bless our people out in Houston. I know we got a couple of good people out there who fuck with us strongly, so we hope y'all family and friends are good.
That's right. Everyone out there, be safe. And it seems like everybody in the Southeast, too, because I saw that there's warnings for Atlanta. I mean, that's pretty far over. So if you're out there and you're in that zone, man, good luck. I hope the levees don't break, man. We also have droughts in California still. Droughts are bad. Those are definitely bad.
Droughts are bad.
Yeah. No one likes droughts. We have a oil spill in California, too, as if they're not suffering enough. My thoughts on oil spill are also bad. Not a big fan.
My thoughts on droughts, no matter the type of drought, usually bad.
That's true. There are many types of droughts, some worse than others. California is only in one kind of drought right now, though. I guarantee it's only one type.
One type. Don't panic, guys. Dispensaries are still open.
It'll get you through the dry season. It also turns out this week that one out of seven cars on the road may kill you with their airbags. So I don't know if everybody knew that, but you might want to check to see if your car has been recalled because the airbag is actually an explosive, which is weird.
Wow. Safety killing you.
Right? It's a little literally ironic, but, you know, yeah, it's messed up. Speaking of messed up, Rick Santorum is running for president again. Nobody cares because he's batshit crazy. There's also a lot of bad things happening in Cleveland. There's one really good thing going on in Cleveland and a bunch of really bad things.
I think you should speak on that.
All right. LeBron, we hate you. No, I'm just kidding. It turns out that white cops continue to kill unarmed black people without impunity. If you haven't been keeping up with the news for the last couple hundred years, that's been happening here in America, and it seems like it's not going to stop anytime soon. So there's a lot of people getting arrested for being peaceful in Cleveland while people walk away for being violent. And that's messed up, but that's just my opinion. How do you feel about it, Mike?
And I'll translate that. That's fucked up. I hope you guys don't feel good about that.
Yeah, then don't get me wrong. I got family that's police, and not all police are bad. But the ones that are need to go. You need to go away so we can clean that up. We can't get better if we continue to just ignore the problem. And it's a problem.
It's unfortunate, as we were speaking before, that, you know, one bad apple in that type of industry or certain industries kind of ruin it for the whole playing field. So I'm sorry to the good cops out there, but the bad cops, you know, they're making it real difficult for you guys to go out there and do your jobs as well as you do.
There's also some news came out about Deflategate, which I know we talked about in episode 2.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
We love you, Brady.
Yeah, yo. He's no Eli Manning, but the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, says that he's not going to appeal the decision, which sounds a lot to me like an admission of guilt, but hey, you know, we'll just kind of ignore that and gloss it over. Meanwhile, NFL president Goodell doesn't seem to think the same, which is not surprising since he's such a big fan of the Patriots. Him and Brady really want an appeal. I don't know. I just want to move on from this. What do you think, Mike?
I think I know the fans. Well, who knows? I personally hear the fans are out there protesting against all everything that's going on. So let me not even say that. I think I'm willing to get. I'm just over with it, man. Basketball's about to end. Let's bring football. Let's bring football in. I think the Patriots should have been hit a little bit heavier if there was actual strong facts that they did have any involvement in cheating, which this is not the first time we're hearing this. So it's like either let's get the fuck over it or let's fucking treat them like Rose.
That's
I'm
true.
I'm talking about the baseball Rose.
That's yeah, right, buddy. Big Pete. I love you, Pete
Give
Rose.
Give him the Pete Rose, baby. Cheating. You're cheating, baby.
In this episode, we are giving our endorsement to Pete Rose. Pete Rose just got co-signed by Cop These Kicks.
We fucks with you, Petey.
If they had locked up Aaron Rodgers for this for four games, I wouldn't be crying about it. If it turned out he was doing this and he got caught, I would be ashamed of my team. I would still stick by them, and I just want to move on. So, you know, God love Boston and those dudes, but get over it, man. Let it go. Accept it so that we can move on.
I'm with that. As a Giant fan, let's just let it go. Come on, let's get rid of it. Let's get over it. Come on.
And it's funny because I'm actually going to bring it around to the Giants here in a second. We also have some big news with FIFA, which, if you don't know, is French for soccer. They're the association. They're basically like the NFL, but for soccer. And it's not just for America. It's for the world. And for 20 years now, they've been screwing people out of money, even though they're supposedly a nonprofit organization with over $1 billion. That's $1 billion with a B as in Bravo in the bank. Not easy to do if you're not making money.
It's like the professional platform of what the NCAA is doing. Just to, you know, break it down, give you guys an analogy of how fucked up it is.
Yeah. It's like the sports version of what the Catholic Church does.
Oh, shit.
It's all right. It's all right. I was raised Catholic. I get to say it.
You heard it here first, fellas.
Yeah, they've actually been indicted by America. They've been extradited. The Swiss are sending them over here so we can find them and send them to jail, and that's a good thing. The bad thing is that I do feel like it's a systemic corruption, and this was brought up by Nautobots, which is Big Easy on Twitter. This was one of his suggestions that we mentioned this, and I couldn't agree more. Is professional sports more corrupt than ever before, or are we just paying more attention than ever before? I can't answer that because no one talked about it before. That's the problem. It could be either. Like, let's be honest.
It's absolutely true. I mean, it's very interesting. It's a very interesting question that he posed there. Shout out to Big Easy.
Big Easy.
Big Easy.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of money in sports, and when there's a lot of money, there's usually a lot of corruption and power. So I'm going to guess this has been happening all along, and the speed of information has changed with the internet, and I think that's given us an advantage that we never had before.
I completely agree with that, and I just feel like, of course, it's probably been going on throughout the whole entirety of sports since they've begun somehow, some way. And it, of course, just like anything else, it just grows, and there's just other ways to hide it as it grows. So, sure.
Yeah, and you think about it, and we talked about this before. You know, when we were growing up, things were different. I know in the 70s and 80s, you could take your kid to the football game on the Sunday, or take him as a surprise to go see the local basketball, line by local. I mean, if you lived in a city, if you were lucky enough to live near an NBA team, you could take them in to see the game because tickets were affordable. They were for everybody. Like, sports were the working man's outlet. Like, you put in your 8 to 10 hours that day, you got to blow off some steam, have a few beers. And I also feel like that's changing now too, because tickets are expensive, man. They're not for the average minimum wage worker. That's for damn sure.
No, it's fact. It's as we're seeing the gap in this, it's classism war, I'll call it. I mean, I used to go to all the Miami Heat games when LeBron was down there, and they completely just fired pretty much, if not 75%, all of their sales staff because tickets were just selling themselves. And tickets, not only was retail, but resale was just, you know, sometimes that was like somebody's weekly salary. It's just ridiculous. Yeah. You know, depending upon where you want to sit, you get, you know, 3 digits, 4 digits.
It's true. Quick. It can pull in a lot of money. And you look at, like, you think about, we all watched the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, and it was basically an A-list of celebrities and a bunch of really old white dudes, if you look up front. And like, I was sitting there, like, watching with people, like, pointing out. I'm like, please point out the one person who's under 40 or not white. And you can't find them in that first couple rows. They're all, like, old white men. And that's because it's all money, man. And when you look, you know, I mean, you expect a little bit of that. If you're going to be sitting by the players, you know, you have some kind of pull or some kind of money.
Right.
But when you're up in the nosebleeds, man, that should be everyday Joe that's rooting for the team. They're actually building the city. And I feel like that power and that money has really kind of changed even the landscape of sports in general.
For sure. For sure. I mean, they're even building these billion-dollar infrastructures these days. Mm-hmm. It's just like everything's about the dollar bill. Yeah.
And they actually get the taxpayers of the city to subsidize, to pay for those billion-dollar facilities. And so you have these hardworking dudes who are paying their taxes to go build a stadium that they can't afford to go in to go see their own team. And
wow.
And I'm calling them out on it. And then what's even worse, too, is, and I wanted to bring this back to the Giants because this was kind of a big one for me growing up, is you used to have the Meadowlands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have the MetLife Stadium. MetLife Stadium. Like, I'm going to decide to buy freaking life insurance because I went and saw the Giants play. That's...
It's one big advertisement.
It is.
It's like, how can I have my name on the biggest platform continuously spoken about without renting commercial space? Well... One of the biggest commercial space, but as far as media,
it's crazy,
and it's not cheap. So shout out to them for dropping their billions of dollars or whatever that they spent on those. And you know, they're not the only ones. There's American Airlines Arena and all, you know, mm-hmm. all the arenas.
Verizon
have
these huge, and
yeah, it's just
Staples Center. I loved the Coliseum. You know what's cool about the Coliseum? It's still the Coliseum today.
Right.
You know, and Staples Center, I'm sorry, I don't care, man. I would rather have a city with history and that still has its soul, and Staples doesn't have a soul. And I'm also, and I've said this before, you know, I'm a proud shareholder for the Green Bay Packers. I gladly send them my money whenever they open up shares, because if I get to keep that stadium called Lambeau and I get to keep it owned by the people, not by corporations, I will happily buy shares whenever they open up. I love that. And that's... They're the only major league team that is private, or that is not like that's publicly owned. They're not privately owned. They're the only one.
And that's awesome.
That's a legacy I love to be a part of. And again, that's why I said like if it was Aaron Rodgers that get caught, I would be really ashamed, because I really expect more of the Packers, but I would also support them and move on. I want to see that happen.
I'm with you on that, man. Definitely with you on that one.
And again, for Cleveland, I'm glad they got to the finals. That city, like I said, that city needs it. And not just because of what's going on with the protests and the terrible tragedy that happened to those two people, but as a city's been kicked around a lot, you know, it means a lot to them. But, you know, Oakland ain't in great shape either. So let's just hope that...
it's going to be... It's as we predicted, it's going to be a very interesting finals. And mm-hmm. I think it's been about, 40 years or so since...
40, yeah.
Yeah, since Golden State even made it to the finals. And then I don't think a championship has ever been brought to the city of Cleveland. So it's going to be really... Whoever wins, it's going to be dope for their hometown, man. And
it's going to be a Cinderella story.
Absolutely. They're going to be able to write this shit to the grave. And I'm buying into it, man. I'll enjoy it, even as being a Miami Heat fan.
Who were left out, man. Left out altogether.
Completely.
It's a shame. No Lakers, no Heat. It was weird. It's a weird year.
Yeah. No Knicks, nothing. No crazy. Knicks.
Yeah, well, we got kind of used to that, didn't we?
Shots fired.
Still not going to say who my team is, though. I'll never say it, never publicly. I'm just going
to talk about that.
I'm just going to say Clippers.
Donald Sterling.
I mean, and that goes right back to what I was saying, what we were talking about, too, is sports corrupt. Dude, Donald Sterling. Do you need anything else? Like, yeah, it is.
He pretty much told you it was like, he wasn't playing. That shit was not a joke, dog.
Yeah, he was at least honest about being a scumbag.
And you gotta imagine that goes, you know, what you don't hear, whatever.
Do you think Donald Sterling impacted the sales of the CP3 at all? I'm just kidding.
I wonder if Nike could build Jordan Brand could build a little case on that.
Can we just bury all the CP3s in a hole in the desert like they did with the Atari ET games? Can we just do that and just be done with the CP3?
Nobody. I am done. I am done with them.
Did you ever have one? Did you ever start, or you just always been done?
Did I get a pack? Were they in the Brazil pack?
Yeah, they were in the Brazil pack. Did you pick that up? Caught.
Yeah, and then I returned it.
Good for you.
Yeah, man. I was not. I spent a lot of money on that joint. I was like, you know what? I wasn't really satisfied on what. Shout out to the people who held those down. You know what I mean? You know I'm a collector, so you know I'm not about returning my shit. So if I return my shit, I specifically return it for a reason.
Yeah. You know. I ended up ooping 3 pairs that day, I think, at least.
My man.
You were around back then. That was a while ago now, but
I couldn't
pull the trigger for myself. I've had the same feeling. It was a little more predictive. I was like, I'm gonna regret paying $500 for one pair of shoes that I'm sort of into.
And then I did that again with the Legend Blues the Pantone. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't even opened them. They're still sealed because I know I'm gonna have that feeling. Yeah. And they came from Europe, so I'm not returning them. So I just sat there and sit.
But the 11 is, in my personal opinion, absolutely beautiful. I don't even see myself rocking that for like a couple of years. Then I'll pull that out when niggas is like, wow, they came out with that baby plush blue 11. I'll be like, yeah, dog, this ain't no Jenny shit, dog.
Those kids are going to think it's fake. And you're like, no.
They came out with the baby Carolina blue, dog. Word, son.
So let's go ahead and talk about this last week of sneakers.
Let's get them.
Mostly, we're talking about bombs that people don't want. It started out with the Bred 11, which everybody's trying to unload for $280 on Twitter. Stop it.
We're shutting it down. Shut it down. Stop it.
The only thing I've retweeted for those is a few people who were actually, like, 2 or 3 people who actually were asking for them. And that's it. Like, out of the hundreds, literally hundreds of people who've been mentioning me to try to unload theirs for $100 profit, there's been 3 who wanted to buy a pair. So supply outstripped demand by far.
Yeah. It's crazy. I see a couple of orders got snatched up, including one of my orders got snatched up. But you're absolutely right, man. You're absolutely right. I like them in person.
Yeah.
I like them in person. I wasn't too dissatisfied, and I actually thought for once the quality was all right. You know, they didn't fuck up the 11.
Yeah, they normally don't with the 11s. I was surprised with the Georgetowns and how bad, you know, mine, and then a few like Dom, I think. There's a few others or whatever that had some bad pairs, but usually with the 11, it's not really even a risk.
That was your first shout out.
That was my first shout out. What's up, Dom? No, easy was Otto. Was Otto got the first shout out because it was his topic. FIFA.
Caught Mike nice slacking.
So yeah, I mean, there was. I feel like it's going to catch up with us. We predicted this with the hairs, and we were right. It's going to end up on retail Tuesday because dudes ain't going to be able to unload them for what they want. And
I see it next week,
which is cool, man. Do what you're going to do, but. You know, just keep in mind these GRs are not for resale, and I keep telling you all that. We keep saying it. Don't buy them.
Keep letting y'all know on the air, man. I mean, if you have your market for it, handle your business. But when we get in the constant tags of what we're telling you, it's like, come on. If you just listen to the episode, we're letting you know what's going to happen. I'm not trying to fuck up the game, but pay attention. Do your research. Get your market right. If that's what you do, handle your business. But when you're hitting the same people that already know what's up, it's really not going to work, dog. You can't make money off the same people fucking when they know what's up. When they're in the loop, they got the same shit as you. Come on.
Yep. Wise it's enough. On their timeline, too. They see everybody trying to unload. They know what the value is. And we haven't been wrong yet. And I don't want to jinx it. But so far, we've made a lot of predictions in this show, and we haven't really been wrong yet. And, you know, I'm telling you, yeah, Bred 11s, it's not going to pick up. That demand, I mean, yeah, you're right. There were some cancellations, but nothing compared to the amount that went out. We know they made a lot.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So they delayed the restocks. They were scheduled. I will confirm that. It was supposed to happen. And they pulled them back till the 10th. So, you know, we'll see what happens then, if it actually goes through or not. But we had dudes hungry almost every single day. So, get used to it.
Ah, man. It's like the restock's becoming a gift and a curse, mm-hmm. though.
Get that anxiety level up.
Yeah. And then when it drops, it doesn't meet your standards of what you were hoping for. But you cop anyway. Yep.
If you can. Because it's getting hard to cop on GRs the way these bots are set up. And then these restocks, man, keep in mind, it's just a fraction of what we originally released. So, you know, don't plan on getting what you want. Try. By all means, I'm not saying don't try, but just keep your expectations where Nike's properly set them for the last 3 years. Nice and low.
Ooh. Yes, sir. Got him.
How about those Cork Dunks? You picked up a pair of those, right?
Yes, I did. Yes, nice. I did. And unfortunately, because of the anxiety of what's coming up this weekend, I didn't get a chance to double. Because I really wanted a chance to double so I could rock a pair just like hard as hell every day. Maybe even learn to skateboard in a pair.
There you go. There you go.
But what happened with that though? It popped out of nowhere kind of today, huh?
Yeah, it dropped. I mean, there could have been a heads up, but I know I personally had my head up my own ass. So that one caught me by surprise. But here's one I'm going to shout out Eddie on this because he's the one that gave me the heads up. And I didn't even see it on the timeline yet. So as far as I know, he was one of the first ones to catch on. And then, of course, we shared it with the family and most people who wanted it ate.
Yes, sir. Eddie, what up?
Hey, what's up? And, you know, Eddie, that's the thing. Like, you know, there were a few of you, and I want to thank you for the shout-outs, for shouting me out, for getting that out there. But I just want everybody to remember, that wasn't me, man. That was the family. That was you guys. So everyone listening to this, I want to thank you for all your heads up on restocks or launches or sales or whatever. Even if you're just sharing the love, man, like that's where it all comes from. So in this case, it was Eddie, but every single day it's somebody else, and you usually see me mentioning them. Some days it's Mike.
I try not to be me, man. Nah, but he's absolutely right, dog. This community shit. Before I stepped into the community. Like, I was just real, not selfish, but I just thought everybody else was selfish until I met a good group of heads, including, you know, yourself mainly, mm-hmm. that showed me that, you know, there's still some fucking faith. And I was like, you know what, man, let me try this shit, you know what I mean? Let me try fucking with the people a little bit.
Yeah, and it brings its returns, too. You've done a lot of good, and I feel like, you know, dude's watching out for you, but you're watching out for a lot of people.
Yeah, man. I mean, anything anyone does for me, I always try to turn it down. You know what I mean? Because it's not why I do what I do. So I appreciate the lookouts that y'all do for each other, or when we're able to throw oops to y'all. I mean, mm-hmm. that we technically get high off that shit. It's like, yeah, man, I'm helping my brother out eat. That's awesome.
Yeah, I had a few people who were thanking me for the Bread 11 low oops, and you know, like I don't want to live in a world where you got to thank someone for that kind of thing, man. Of course, I'm not going to try to extort you for a few bucks because that ain't what it's about. You know what? Years ago, when we were all just waiting in line, you know, clowning around, we were a community then too. Or even when we were just kids and we were comparing the shoes we just picked up, it was still about a community. Like, I want to bring it back to that. It shouldn't be a dog eat dog. It shouldn't be like the drug industry, man. You shouldn't have like dudes on the street staking out their territory and, you know.
Right outside of the retailer, like, yo, I got them for double the price.
Right?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's rough, man. It's take care of yourself and take care of each other. If you don't want them, don't cart them. And unless you're just trying to lock down a pair for your family and your friends, man, and I understand that. And I know there's a little controversy over that. Is that good or not to cart just to oop? I mean, I feel it's better than carting to sell. It's definitely, you know, it's not ideal, yeah. But it's not going to change anytime soon, you know.
No. It's it's real. I mean, I'm guilty of it too, so but it's real, like, if you just stayed off of it, whoever wanted it would be able to just grab it. But when you do
Right.
it and you do offer it, you see how many people are out there actually looking for it, and it's like,
That's
well,
right.
damn. So I feel kind of like good to be able to help out when we can.
Yeah, and I like being able to give it to somebody that actually wants it, so it's not just going to a reseller.
Facts.
So
Facts.
it's a double-edged sword. Ideally, it shouldn't have to happen, but because of the way things are right now, and until Meg gets her shit together, this is just how it has to be. And I'm glad that there are people out there that are carting just to oop. I would say my only words of wisdom are, if you don't get a bite after 5 minutes, go ahead and set it free before Nike shuts down the page and then nobody gets it.
Smart move, smart man.
We also have the OG Infrared 90s dropping tomorrow, and it's another subject I've talked about before here is when you look at a shoe too long, when there's too much of a gap between the hype and the purchase, where does it sit? And I'm curious in your prediction on this. Do you think this is going to be a sellout? Is it going to be crazy, or is it just going to be surprisingly just sitting there?
Hypebeast, excuse me, I had to turn my hypebeast on. These shit's gonna fly, dog. Make sure you get your motherfucking raffles. Make sure you call your cousin. Make sure you call your mother. Make sure y'all niggas is in line. Make sure you get your bot ready. Make sure you get your ATC company. Make sure you hit your pre-order on eBay. Make sure you fucking with Cop D's and make sure you get all your links ready. Motherfucker, it's gonna be pandemonium in this motherfucker. Yeah, dog, turn that shit on. Niggas don't know, B.
That's a whole nother level, Mike. Oh my God. That was
They wasn't ready for
amazing.
that, right? They
I
wasn't
was
ready
not
for
ready for that. Holy shit. That
that.
was, and that, you know what? Also, that was accurate. That's
That shit's
exactly
gonna
what
go down, dog. You know it's going to go down. That's exactly how I'm gonna feel on Saturday at
Oh my
9:58.
God.
Oh my God.
Oh,
Oh
Jesus.
my God.
It's so true. It's true. I mean, there was so much hype for those, and that, I mean, I want to say it was like that's how it felt when they first released in Europe a couple of weeks ago, and then they just were all of a sudden no one cared and they were trash. And it's, I think the needle moved back a little bit. I think we're a little bit closer to the it's worth picking up because it's an OG colorway, and I feel that. Like I like it. It's a throwback to 1990, man. We're looking at a very similar. You know, I mean, it's not identical, obviously, because they're changing the materials and stuff, but it's about as close as we've gotten to the OGs in decades. So, I don't
Something he
know.
actually wore and shit, which is cool.
Yeah. Something you actually had when you were growing up. I kind of hope that the hype doesn't take over and that the people who want them can buy them. Obviously, that's always my hope, but.
I have a feeling though, it's like the ones is making a, it's like with the frags. I was like, wow, yo, really? With the shattered backboard hype already coming, that shit is strong. And with these being
Jeters. It was the
the
Jeters too.
Jeters, oh, that's kind of like where it kicked it off.
Yeah,
And then they tried to
DSMs.
for yeah, then they tried to force the DSM hype to be like $1,000. I see that price kind of
Yeah.
fizzling down. And then the pinnacles are kind of too, high at retail for them to be worth 1,700. So I see them sitting at like around eight, maybe like 450. But
Yeah,
if you hold on to
yeah.
them for a while, they might grow in value. But I don't really see those. I mean, people ain't pulling the trigger too much. Like 700, I've seen somebody pull the trigger on.
That's still too much for a pair of ones. Here's
Insane.
so yeah, obviously our big release for the weekend is gonna be the Chicagos and the Pinnacles. What I don't understand is because, we've been around for a little while now, we follow what you all are saying. Is that last year nobody wanted to touch the ones, like nobody was really touching them. If they weren't Royals or Breds, no one cared. You could
Left it
release all the
alone.
OGs you want.
And it took a while for the Royals to bubble and the Reds to
That's
bubble.
true.
Like some people got rid of their shits for like three, and now them shits are going for like five,
Yep.
seven. It's
Yeah.
crazy.
And even the Black Toes. I mean, there was a decent amount of hype for them. There was
For
enough people that wanted
sure.
them. But I mean, if Black Toes came out today, it'd be nuts. It'd be
Right.
nuts.
Right, and I even seen the prices on Flight Club, which is always, not accurate, inflated. But even they kind of got bumped up a little bit. But but I don't think anyone in the market is really spending those numbers whatsoever.
There's just enough people who don't want to mess with the risk and the fakes and all that. There's just enough to keep them in business.
Right.
But even the black and whites, like, people weren't really, I remember, like, people throwing oops on those and it not really being a big deal, and like, some people being hesitant to pull the trigger, and, you know, they restock and people are like, what? And they're just gone. Like, when did words come back? I don't know, man. It's to me, the irony is that dunks are down. And when you look at a dunk and a retro one, like, come on. Like, well, all it's missing is a Jumpman. Let's be honest. let's call a spade, dude.
Wow, you heard it here.
Let's call a spade a spade. You can't tell me that dunks are trash and the thing you want the most in the world is a retro one, because I'm going to look at you and think that you are literally brainwashed at that point. Like, no, dude, you're just brainwashed. They're too damn similar.
I agree. I definitely agree on that one. And then we go for that shit all the time. It's crazy. Swindled.
And the nostalgia isn't there as much either, because even, I mean, you know, sneakerheads tend to be either under 20 or over 30. But there weren't a lot of people. I mean, let's just, again, another bit of honesty. Not a lot of people who were willing to drop $700 on a shoe who were balling in 1984. Like, let's put that in perspective. Those dudes are in their 50s. All right. Right. Those dudes are literally Jordan's age. And dudes in their 50s got bigger problems than sneakers. So,
and you're not going to get them with a little bit of gold on a fucking one and have them lose their mind.
No. I mean, you're going to have a hard time selling them at 100 and what were the frags retail? Like 150 or 170 or something stupid. It was definitely above the average Jordan retail. But yeah, you'd have a hard time convincing, like, your average not quite sneakerhead who might be a little nostalgic for 1984 to spend $400? No way. Forget about it.
Heavy. And it's not even a pack.
It's not even.
Nah, I don't even think it comes in any special packaging or anything.
Doesn't even have
like
a CP3 or a.
Nah, exactly. Or even like the Levi ones. They came with a fucking jean and a t-shirt, dude. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
That is cool, actually. Yeah, it's just, you know, they use real leather once in a while and decide to charge you out of your mind. And there are plenty of sneaker companies making shoes with real leather still not charging $400 a pair. I'm telling you, it's crazy. But by all means, go nuts, buy it. Who cares? I don't care. Everyone knows I'm done with Jordan. I said it last week. I'm standing by it. I will be passing on the Pinnacle for sure. Wouldn't have even thought about it before, but even the Chicago, I'll throw some oops. I got no desire to drop my money on that.
Size eight.
You know I'm looking out for Team Littlefoot.
My man.
But yeah, that got me by surprise that the ones are back. The fives are gone and the ones are back. And last year, you, like, literally 365 days ago, that was the exact opposite.
People Yeezy ain't wearing no fives.
Yeezy. Okay, let's talk about that. That's just for a minute. That tweet by Champs.
Oh my goodness. And they're not the only one. I think Adidas put that shit out there too, like that.
Okay, but they're Adidas' man. Like, they bought the right to do that, right?
Got
like. Like, I don't blame Adidas for pimping Kanye, because they are paying him a lot of money so they can.
Can, right. Facts.
But Champs, Jesus, dude, just, you sound ridiculous. Now, number one, you just sound ridiculous. Let Kicks on Fire say that, okay? They're the clowns that are going to say this. You just back off and just stick to your business, man.
For real.
Yeah, what happened to Champs? Like, remember they used to have, like, really well-framed photos of the shoes that they would do, like, themselves?
Right.
And then, like, they would just post it with the date on it, with their logo, and I was like, clean, I like this. Actually,
right. All it took.
Another, like, stunt like Yeezy. Stunt like Yeezy? Are you my dad? Like, don't come to me talking like that. Like, you don't say that. Like the dudes that work there don't say that.
The funny thing is their market is not just to, and I'll say it, us, in the sense of that's kind of like a hip hopish cultural type of slang words.
Are you trying to say black? You can say black. You're allowed to because you are.
But you get it. You know what I'm saying? So like to everyone who gets that shit, you know what I mean? That's not their market. Their market where they're making fucking tons of money off their little running shoes and shit like that. Like so it hurts even more the fact that okay, they have either someone young or they're just being retarded and saying stunt like Yeezy. Like come on, dog. Like I like the charismatic fucking personality that Nike is taking on Twitter. Whatever.
It's a little sassy. Yeah, cool.
You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, we're getting a laugh here or there. They're doing some gimmicky shit. That's cool. But then when everyone else starts doing that and it's like not even your lane to do it, it's just like, come on, stay in your lane, B. Niggas really even check out on your sites. Come on.
Yeah. Right? Because usually that shit ain't even in stock when it says it is.
Facts, or you putting a charge on my fucking card, and then I can't even, you know what I mean? So salute Nike on the official checkout shit.
Yes, but I've said it before, I'll say it again. Nike is probably the most stable sneaker site you can cop off of. For all their faults, they have less than everybody else.
Yeah, they may cancel your shit, but you gonna check out if you gonna check out.
Meg is hungry, and she will get fed. They pay her for a reason. All right,
she getting bucks. What up, Meg?
She's getting bucks. What's up, Meg? You're listening to this. Yeah, Don't lie.
I'm sending you a gift card, edibles. I hope you like pineapple with the strawberry chocolates. I'm cheating on Jenny, so I can make way through you.
Didn't I offer to take her out on the first episode? I think I did. I put an open offer to take Meg out. So
shit.
Next time I'm in Oregon.
I'm sorry, brother. I didn't mean to step on your toes like that. Bros over these hoes.
It's fine.
Bros
isn't it exclusive? These hoes ain't loyal. It's fine. You know what's going to happen.
You can't flip them on eBay? There's no resale value?
There's no resale on Meg.
Once I take it off the lot, it's it.
And you know that. You know she's got some road miles. Because she's mean. Mean. That's fine. We love you, Meg.
We do. We do, because we only helping, you know what I'm saying? Like, do what you do, dude. Do what you do.
Yeah. No, I'm all for a level playing field. You're not going to find enemies in Mike Nice and Cop These, because they're on your side, Meg.
And I just need one pair of what the LeBrons. You heard my video. I didn't say I need 10 stacks of what the LeBrons. Nigga, I said I need one pair of LeBrons. I still need the LeBrons, though.
If Mike's copping two or three pair, it's usually because he has two or three friends. That's how it works. But
that's it.
But the resell is a problem and a solution, and that is definitely a subject for its own podcast, because we heard you cop 'em.
Cop 'em, we heard you. Texas.
We're gonna be on that, but that is definitely an episode of its own. I don't know. You mentioned this today. There's a lot of quality issues, and the price keeps going up. There's a lot of brand loyalty still there, and I think maybe that's why Champs is posting these ridiculous tweets. But why do you think people are just so 67% of the market? They own 67%. Skechers was number two with 5%. Why are people so stuck on that swoosh? What is it?
It's crazy, man. I have no idea, and I'm guilty of it too. Like, if you look at my collection, I have a more diverse collection than, let's say, someone who just wears J's or just wears Nikes. But I even look on my Excel sheet that I have, 67% of my kicks are through Nike, man. And I know for a fact there's shoes out there of other brands that I dig, but I always go for the big ones, and it's like, am I brainwashed by them? Like, what the fuck is going on, dude? But again, we create the hype, because if tomorrow someone's on Twitter like, oh my god, it's fucking Pokemon, dog, It's going for 7,000. We all gonna be on eBay like shit. It is going for 7,000. Man, wait, what? It retails for only $99?
And we want to comp at 99, and then we want to sell it at 7,000. But then we think, or I can have a $7,000 shoe sitting in my closet.
Yeah, artifact. Wrong either way. The world is crazy, man. We're lucky to live in this country that we are. I mean, our problems are having multiple kicks, or you know. You know what I mean? What fucking vibe these kids are going to use and shit like that. These are our problems. Like, other kids' right. problems is like, yo, I haven't had a pair of kicks in like 17 years.
I haven't had a pair of kicks ever.
Ever. No, never a Nike. What? A Nike? A Jordan? $200? I'll pay their whole fucking year's worth of fucking something.
Hell, I made 15 pair of those today. I made 15 pair and I ain't even got one.
Facts.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. Like, we get kids crying because Meg canceled 20 pairs of their Jordans. I just, again, man, I get what you're doing. I respect the hustle. I know that you're working hard. You know who else is working hard? Everybody else, and they're probably working harder because you're running a bot and then you're putting them on eBay. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying I don't care. And I don't personally respect your profession, and I should be allowed to say that, dude. You can come at me. Y'all know me. Like, I don't care, but I don't have to respect what you do, because what you're doing is being a middleman, and everybody loves a middleman, right? Like,
back to droughts.
It's true, man. It's true. Why do the executives get rich and the musicians complain that they're not getting enough money? Okay, because of the middleman. Why is it that we have migrant workers making a tenth of minimum wage, and yet Walmart and Kroger are making billions? Because of the middleman. I'm not saying it doesn't pay. What I'm saying is it makes you a scumbag that is virtually useless. That's all.
Ooh.
I'm the bad guy, Mike. You know it. I'm the bad guy.
No, you're not the bad guy at all. You know what I say. I say, if you're teetering in the middle, man, get the fuck out of there. If it's what you do and you do your own fucking thing, just mm-hmm. fucking do whatever you do, I don't even really see it, so it don't bother me. Mm-hmm. But it's the arrogance of whatever. It's just like, all right, cool, you did your thing, man. Fucking, when was the last time you ran a fucking race? Or roll the perfect blunt. You know what I'm saying? Like, do something worth mentioning.
It's true. Do something. And I apologize to whoever said this, and it was on my timeline, but someone tweeted, buying a pair of shoes is not an accomplishment. And I was like, wow, that's going to ruin a lot of people's days, because a lot of people think that the more shoes you buy, the more you've accomplished. And, like, you put it in perspective, man. There's if your biggest problem is Meg canceling your shoes, then your life is good. So shut up. There's a lot of terrible things out there, man.
It's true.
Worse than only getting two pairs of the shoe you wanted.
Two pair. I got two pair, mira. I got two pair.
Mira, man.
Mira, man. Two pair. Sometimes I want two pair, want to rock, want to stack. That's it.
Me too. I feel you. I did that with the Corks, because I was actually wearing mine today. So that picture I posted was from today, which was so terrible. I was wearing my shoe. I was wearing my Corks today, and when they restocked, and I picked up another pair because they're beautiful. And
perfect reason to have one. You know what I mean? Crispy now.
But I also feel blessed because I got shoes.
Oh, I feel blessed.
Free performance by Mike Nice. Every single time you listen,
I feel blessed. We just be having a good time. I love it. Talk kicks, talk updates, talk news, talk what's going on. Finally somebody giving y'all what y'all need.
That's true. And you know, I'm not gonna pander. We're just gonna say what we feel. And now I just want to clarify too, because I'm not talking about resellers who bought a pair, turned out they didn't love it, and they go get a fair price for it. Or you've been hanging on to it for 3 or 4 years, it's just not you, or you need some cash for something you're going to do, and you flip it. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. And if you're feeding your family by doing that, I'm also not talking about you, because that's how you feed your family. But if you're just, if that's how you get your cocaine money, I don't really care about you. You're kind of a waste of a human. That's how I look at it. So just to distinguish that. And we're gonna come around, and I'm actually gonna let Mike field this whole thing.
Shit.
This is all on you, Mike.
All right. Hit me.
Our Talk Kicks episode 4 hashtag. What we ended up with is by VapeGoon 617. He was chosen by the robots.
What up, VapeGoon?
What's up, the goon?
Goon, I'm vaping right now for my G. What up?
That's right. Hold on. We're gonna do it right now. That's for you, babe.
For you, babe.
And I also want to shout him out because I know he actually has his own vape company. So, you know, that's awesome. And I appreciate that. And we were talking about actually doing something. He's a hardworking dude, and he does a lot with his life. His kicks is his hobby, and I respect that. So
salute.
Everyone out there who has their own company and is making their own products with their own damn hands, he's one of them. So shout out to you, Vape. He said his suggestion is to talk about how some cats take Instagram sneaker pics to such dumb lows or highs for them for likes. So since Mike Nice was actually able to go viral when he set a pair of LeBrons on fire.
Shit.
He was able to actually achieve what most of these kids are trying to do. So I'm going to let Mike talk about this one.
See, originally when you first said, I was like, yo, why is Vape taking shots at me for burning my corks? Then I was like, maybe he's not taking shots at me for burning my corks. Maybe he's just talking about these other motherfuckers who are out there doing dumb shit. And then I was like, yeah, a lot of motherfuckers out there doing dumb shit. Fronting one time wear, two times wear, just for IG, all that other bullshit. Then I was like, all right, I can understand that. And I was like, there's a lot of motherfucking kids out there who be faking on the IG, doing a bunch of crazy shit for likes and shit like that. And then at the same time, there's a lot of kids, as we were discussing, who are out there, you know, with their professional cameras and providing us, you know, first looks or just other angles of kicks, which, you know, we all appreciate, and they mm-hmm. get their likes worth. But I just feel like also, you know, where our society is in that day and age where we have some things like IG, where we're posting photos and we have cameras with front facing, we have phones with front facing cameras, and we're in such a vain, I guess, society this day and age that, you know, we can't really expect much else from these people. Everyone's kind of looking for attention through different kind of outlets and shit like that. So I feel like a lot of times, you know, these things that we're seeing on Instagram, people licking shoes and, you know, going real fucking out of their way, you know, for the wrong attention is for attention. Just like any kind of like internet, Twitter trolls and shit like that. And it's sad, man, at the same time that's where people are looking for the attention. And I hope they're not buying the shoes just for those IG fucking, you know, 100 likes or things like that. But it's crazy, man. It's crazy. What do you think on that shit?
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you. And you know, we talked about this in the last episode, the feminization of America. And I do believe that I'm gonna get a little into the psychology of it and human sexuality aspect of it. So, you know,
drop it.
Excuse me for going Dr. Cop these for a second. It's all peacocking, is what it is. There was a time when we were in the streets stunting, right? As Champs wants to tell us, stunt like easy. Yeah. And there was a time we did that, but we did it in real life because we had real life. We went out there. We had our groups. We had our cliques. We had the places we went to. The things we did. Man, maybe we actually went and played basketball. Could you imagine that? What a weird time when we were, instead of on Twitter talking about it, we were doing it. And that's, I mean, you and I, that's how we grew up.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, man. I bought some of my Jordans because I knew they'd get looks. And a lot of the looks I wanted to get were from the female persuasion.
Yeah. So it was cool to be the first to get it. And then you had to rock it first, too. Mm-hmm. So niggas being like, yeah, Copies had them shits on in third period, or Mike Nice had the shits on when he came through in the lunchroom. Like, he was real specific.
Yep. Now we were like dusting them off.
Exactly. But yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. You're absolutely. I mean, that is what school life was like. And a lot of people, they get that still because you still have to go to school. But once you get out of school, you go online. And that's where Instagram, Twitter, God help you, Facebook, MySpace, or any other dead dinosaurs out there. That's where you're living your life now instead of going out with your friends.
Yeah, it's the diner hangout. It's the block. It's
It's
the
the diner.
new. Yeah, it's
Yes.
the
It's the
barber
stoop.
shop. It's
It's the
yeah,
stoop, man.
exact. It's the stoop.
And I love it. And I love it. I love hanging out with my friends and barbecuing and having a few beers and actually just talking about things. And when I do, you know, I'm wearing shoes that are there to impress myself and them.
Right.
And you know, I feel like a lot of that is it's misplaced. It's like there was a time when guys wore these kicks because they're trying to get the attention. They're trying to be the alpha male. They're trying to be like the top dog.
Right.
And they did that because let's just be honest, they wanted to get laid.
Right.
And
And be
here
that dude.
and be that dude. And here's the problem is that when you get 1,000 or 2,000 likes on Instagram, let me just clue you in, dude. You still haven't gotten laid. I know it might feel as good to you at the time, but I'm going to be honest about it. What you're doing is literally going to be a turd in the history of the world. It's not, it's going to be a dropping. It's going to be like, oh, look, they were here once. But it's not important. It's not important like friends, like family, like the whole point of hooking up with somebody is that one day maybe you get to have a kid and you get to give that kid some of that special stuff that you grew up with and some skills and a good outlook and a decent morality and maybe they grow up to be an awesome person. Maybe they grow up to be the next Kevin Durant. You don't really know. Like
Right.
that's what all this clowning around with these ridiculous Instagram with paper towel tubes and socks, you're just trying to show that you're worth hooking up with and going home with. But the problem is that you're not proving it to anybody but a bunch of other dudes.
It's become to the point where it's just other dudes trying to say like, yo, look what I got, and this is like, yo, look what I got, and to the point where like, if the lady sneakerheads, you know what's up, but the other people are kind of like having no idea, like no clue.
Lady sneaker net and sneakerheads know what's up.
No
And
chap, yeah.
we really should get a few on here so we can get their take on this. We'll bring this back so when we're interviewing a lady sneakerhead because I am kind of curious to think what to see or to hear what they think about this.
For real, because I don't really see that coming from too many other female sneakerheads. You know what I'm saying? Either that, or we're just blinded because it's female sneakerhead. But you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it real.
Yep, no, it's true. It's true. The rare beast, man. That's the white whale. You're chasing it.
Yeah.
But no, but it's true. When you look at there are a few there are a few women out there that do the whole Instagram thing, but it's always the same thing. It's always them wearing them. It's like, and it's cute. It's like, these are my feet today, and these are the kicks that I have on. And it's like an in the moment, they're just proud of their shoe and they're just sharing it. But with
Right.
guys, it's like, yeah, I'm gonna lick these, or like, I don't know, just the ridiculous, or they're not even
Ridiculousness,
wearing them.
yeah.
They're not even wearing them. It's not cool. Like, don't lie to me.
Oh, that's your homeboy's shit. Do you got on right
Wear
Nah.
your kicks, man.
I've even seen people go as far. I mean, I've seen my photos on other accounts. I've seen people tag me and shit. Of people just, and then that makes me sad because it's like, damn, there's somebody on that other side that one is either scamming or two that wants to have shoes like that and either can't obtain it, so they have to steal it from someone else just to get the attention that other people are getting. So, you know what I mean? Don't want to be like me because of shoes, dog. I always tell people that shit. Like, anybody could fucking get a shoe collection, get some money, and buy shoes. Don't be impressed by that.
Yeah, it's who you are and what you do that's gonna impress somebody someday. And those 14-year-olds that you're trying to impress on Instagram, it's not worth it, dude. Just if you love your kicks, take a picture of them. And you know, if you love them so much, you just want to lick them, then lick your kicks. I'm not telling you not to, dude. It's
Right.
follow your bliss.
Right.
But if you're
Because
doing it because you're part of some popularity contest,
get out of here. Because there's even dudes like my man Turn On ATL. He does this thing out in Atlanta, and he just always every day just posts one, two, three shots of different angles of the shoe that he has on. He has dumb crazy collection, and it's respectable. It's never no crazy shit like that, and though, I could respect dudes like that. You know what I mean? It's all the other reckless shit out there and ridiculous shit that we're talking about. That's just like, come on, that shit is a clown. And I catch myself liking one, two of those pictures as well. So I'm guilty too, like,
We all do. We all do. It's hard not to. And some of these, it's just too funny not to. But like I said, I'm not here to tell people what to do and what not to do. But if you're doing it for attention, you're actually doing the wrong thing. I don't know if
For
you
real.
know this, but it's musicians and athletes that win at life. That's how it works. Like,
Winners. Winners.
Trust me, Mike Nice is winning on a regular basis at life.
Yeah.
That's the thing, dude. No one's ever gonna be talking about how you took a photo with a pair of frags. No one's gonna care. And let's be honest, and like as crazy as frags still are, and I'm surprised they've held their hype and their value this long, in like a couple months from now, they're just not gonna matter that much anymore at all.
And if you ever talk to me about Fraggies out there on Twitter, make sure you call them the Fraggy Rocks.
The Fraggy Rocks.
Fraggy Rocks,
Down a
dog.
Fraggy Rock.
Yeah, they don't remember that shit. Down Fraggy
If you
Rock.
remember Fraggle Rock, then you probably are nostalgic for Jordan ones.
Jordan ones. See, I don't even see. I'm not even of the time of that shit, but my grandparents put me onto that shit, and I used to watch that shit like religiously. That and fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's
Fresh
all I
Prince.
really remember.
Yo, what were those big stupid ones from Fraggle Rock? What were they called?
I
the
see,
big
I'm fucked
guys,
up for
right?
calling
Like
it. Yeah,
they
I
were
have
like
no
this.
idea.
There was the trash heap, and then there was the old guy and his dog, and then there
Right.
were like these big
Big
grimace
ass
looking dudes,
with the big ass feet and they blah,
big
blah,
ass
blah.
huge, big droopy noses and dopey hair, and they all looked like they were stoners.
Yeah. They
Like even the king looked like he was stoned out of his mind. He had like these bags and his eyes were just
Oh my goodness, flashbacks, giving heads flashbacks. They're crashing in their car right now.
And speaking of shows from when you were a kid and flashbacks, I want to give a shout out to my man Bill Nye. Who
Science
Bill Nye
guy.
the Science Guy is on
My
Netflix
man.
now. And
Wow.
yes, I do know Bill Nye. And no, he's not as cool as you think he would be, but he is a cool
Really?
dude. Yeah, no, but what he does is awesome, and he's I would say he's about an eighth as charismatic as you thought he would be,
Dude,
but he's a cool guy.
knowing Bill Nye is like knowing fucking like Gandhi, bro. It's like you could ask him anything, like, dude, where does this come from? And he's like, hold on, I'm gonna show you.
No, that's the thing though. Like for real. And I'm being 100% serious now. If you're like, because I did it. If you're like,
Don't ruin it. Don't
if you're
ruin
like Bill,
my vision of him.
what is the secret to this? He's gonna look at you and be like, right now, seriously, I'm just trying to like I'm just trying to get this coffee going.
I'm trying to chill,
I'm not at
dude.
work right now. Like, don't. He's exactly like everybody else. He's like, that's my job.
He
Just
does it
stop.
that for a
Just stop.
living, no
Yeah,
doubt.
he does it for a living.
Damn
He
it, dude.
explains shit to stupid people for a living.
Damn it, man. So
Whether it's kid or
I gotta
college.
pay him to learn some shit, or I gotta tune in. I gotta watch commercials for your shit, bro.
But not anymore because it's on Netflix. So, if you
Okay.
grew up with Bill Nye the Science Guy, just go hit up Netflix, you find it.
I'm
If you
on
haven't, watch it because it's an awesome show.
Fucking learn some shit.
Learn some. Dude, even as an adult, man, I went back and I watched some of those and I was just like, oh yeah, science, cool.
Right.
Science
Fucking
rules.
submit a fucking idea. Learn about some shoes or some shit. Ask him about some kicks.
I would like to get Bill Nye's take on Flyknit. Is it really worth it? Is it really that different? He would know.
And I'm not asking how they made the DB5. What is in the DB5?
And the Zenos.
And the
How
Zetas.
does
How
that
do they
happen?
work? How do they glow and shine?
He would literally just shake his head and just be like, no. Like, okay. I'm gonna go ahead and send an email to Bill Nye. I'm gonna ask him to join us here on Talk Kicks. I'm gonna give it a 90% probability he's gonna tell me I'm an idiot for asking. But there's
Yes.
a 10% chance we might get Bill Nye on the show. It's worth it. It's worth it.
And tell him if we get like 500 retweets or some shit, he has to.
He has to. We get 500 retweets. And you know what? And you know what, Bill? If you're listening to this, and you will be, because I'm going to send this to you, we'll let you talk about climate change for 10 minutes straight. I'm going to give you 10 minutes of the show to tell sneakerheads why it's important that they make some changes in their life to stop us all from going underwater, especially Mike Nice, because he lives near the ocean.
And then also another 5 minutes to talk about whatever it is that you're most passionate about, because we would honestly like to know that, whatever it is.
That would be awesome. So awesome. We'll put it out there. No guarantees, but we'll try.
Bill Nye.
If you can't make it, we'll have to settle for Harden.
Or we'll just like turn on.
I know
some
he's not busy.
We'll turn on some of his Netflix again.
Yeah, we'll just snip together some of his shows. Well, that reaches the 1 hour of Talk Kicks, and once again, I want to thank everybody for listening to this and all the support and all the retweets and all the suggestions, man, and the huge response we're getting from this. We're glad that you're listening. We're glad that we're giving you something to listen to and that you're enjoying it. Mike, any closing words?
Nah, again, I think you nailed it on that. We definitely appreciate the support. Let us know what y'all want to hear. I mean, I'm glad y'all seem to be enjoying it. We're here for y'all. We'll do it for y'all. It's what it is.
Awesome. Awesome. Be good to each other. We'll see you next week. And hey, good luck on those Chicago ones. You're not getting them, but good luck.
Good luck. All Yeezys is fake. CopTheseKicks.com. Cheer. Then go home. I'm no coward. This is my house, my court, my team, my park, my